Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Who had Screwball Radio live from the Matrix, Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric on one side, my nigga Common on the other side. We about to collide, motherfuckers. Who had? What's good?
Who had?
What's
who
good?
Had?
What's good, my
another kid? Saturday. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Saturday, we in the building. A lot of shit done went on this week. I don't know if y'all been peeping it.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah, man. It's a lot, man. I mean, start off, I want to talk about what just transpired in Texas. They had another shoot. And they had about nine casualties. Yeah, at a Texas mall.
Wait. I mean, but Texas is... It's open carry, so you know that's going to happen.
You can walk around with that
shit on your hip like it's the Wild West. Shit's going to happen.
Happened at Texas Mall. I'm trying to see where, was it either Houston or Dallas, one of the two. But nevertheless, it's tragic either way. And just like you said, when it's open carry, you got people who mentally is out there on some other shit, it's bound to happen.
It's not even mentally. It's pussy. Like if you can't get it, if you can't knuckle up and you gotta resort to shooting, you soft. You know, I personally, if it's time to pull them toys out, it's because something has happened where someone else has fought victim and they related. But if me and you staring at each other, And I tell you what the fuck you looking at, and you got to pull out a gun, you pussy. Because if we can't knuckle up and boom, bam, boom, bing, and you go your way, I go my way, that's how men handle business. But if you resort automatically to the weapon and the weapon is not needed, you don't get no points for that from me, you know. You know, back in the day, y'all knuckled up, y'all fought, y'all might have fought again, and who knows, another couple weeks from now, y'all might be friends. But it was out of respect and standing up as a man. It wasn't, you know, boom, boom, boom. Now you take someone's life. For what? And look, you say it was at a mall. So they was probably at the mall. This person was over here. That person was over there. They probably looking at each other like, yo, what the fuck? Or they had beef from somewhere else and it popped off. Or either way, like, you should be a man and knuckle up. Now, not everything has to be resolved with a weapon. You know, if you hop in my man and there's a bunch of y'all and y'all hop in my man, all right, that might be a case for that. If you poke my man or you poke me and I ain't had nothing and I had to, and I see you again and I almost died, yeah, I might blame you. But if I see you and we fight and you beat me up, next time I see you, I'm snuffing you. I'm not going to come at you with no weapon. You gotta be a man about shit, and you know? I always feel like guns are for people who can't fight, or who can't take an ass whipping, or who don't want to take an ass whipping, or who can't give an ass whipping. What you think, Poet?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's tricky. Right. I don't know, man. Just gotta get to it, man. Bottom line, man. Niggas gotta get it in.
Yeah, if you got a problem with me, let's fight. Are you going to shoot me if I say what you looking at?
Yeah, see, but the whole thing, might let you sour. He going to shoot you for me. So now you got to defend yourself and fucking shoot him first. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
but
I wish I could I wish I could blow somebody's fucking head off. Put it back together. So see? Look, see how that feel? You don't want that, right? You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, once you blow a motherfucker head off, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you got a problem, man, just like, what's his name? You know, rest in peace, Gonzo. You know? He had that whole campaign, guns down, go in the ring and box each other. Like,
right, yeah. How do you spell Phoenix? You like Simon Phoenix? I forget. Oh, shit.
Huh?
Phoenix. I forgot how to spell Phoenix. I'm trying to do some shit.
Oh,
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
P-H-O-E-N-I-X. All right, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, that's me personally. But what I was talking about on the news was how the drones started blaming at the Kremlin. I don't know if y'all saw that on the news.
Sure.
So Ukraine attacked the Kremlin with drones. And now Russia is saying that the United States has something to do with those drone attacks on the Kremlin. For those that don't know, the Kremlin is the White House for Russia, you know? It's where Putin be at.
Yeah, they were trying to call for assassins. That's serious business right there. They're trying to
Ukraine is saying that if they beat Russia in the war, that they're going to charge Putin with war crimes. But
yeah, but how you going to enforce it?
I mean, if they take down his whole regime, it's a possibility, but I highly doubt it. I highly doubt that.
especially with the way this war is structured right now. At first, the news about this is just pretty much more so been scattered. Like, one minute they're saying that Putin may, I don't believe this for sure. They thinking he's going to bow out and wave the white flag. But I'm like, nah, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
Now, his handlers and, you know, top-rank officials are probably telling him to do it, but Putin, he's the type that's gonna die on his cross.
Yeah, he's not gonna bow down. Even though a lot of lives was lost on both sides, that's not gonna make him not attack anymore. They're gonna keep attacking. It's just crazy how, like, you know, when it started, it was on the news all the time. Now you got to, like, find it. Now it's got to pop up and you got to find it. It's not just like COVID. Like COVID's still out there. People still getting sick, but it's not mainstream media no more. You know? And the only way you hear about COVID is if someone next to you or someone you know told you, yo, I had COVID last week. I just beat it. But it's not on the news no more. You know? And they saying, COVID right now is like in the top four of things that can kill you, where cancer is number one, and, you know, things like that. But it's crazy how it's just gone. It's not even news anymore.
Yeah, they went ahead and basically trying to take the country back to the pre-COVID, basically back to how it was. But people are not really in motion and reacting to it like they wanted to. That's why they're trying to call people back to the office, and a lot of people are like, man, we ain't trying to go back to the office. We done got settled with this new way of life.
Yeah, but you know what happens is you ain't got no job now. You don't come back to the office, you gotta look for a new job.
Yeah.
They figure they could be a TikTok store. They could do the thing online.
Now, I know they trying to make the work week 4 days a week to give people back a day, you know, because, you know, most people spend hours away from their families and all week they gone, you know. So I think they're trying to find out a way to make the work week 4 days a week. But when you think about that means you tapping into my hours. I ain't trying to lose no hours. I need every dollar that's my bills is based around how much I make. So if you replace a day and give me a free day, that shit got to be a paid free day. Like, you're not going to just tell me, oh, you working 4 weeks and this last day you're not getting paid for it.
It got to benefit the individual. That's for sure.
Yeah, unless you're letting me work 4 days and after a certain amount of hours, you're giving me time and a half to make up for that day that I'm missing. And I ain't coming in on Saturday. And I ain't working Sunday. If I work Monday through Friday, that's my work week.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy out there.
Yeah. Another thing, too, I was reading, I've been looking at a lot, too, guys, is, well, they've been kicking up dust out there in France since they raised that retirement age. They ain't even let up at all. Even though they raised the retirement age from 62 to 64, I believe, they just been raising all kinds of hell. And not even stopping.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they just trying to get people to work a little longer. My whole thing is, you know, 62, you know, average person passes away by 80-something, man, and that's crazy to me. You work all them years. You should retire when you're like 40.
That should be the real retirement age.
Yeah, 40, man. You know, you think about it. The average person if he didn't do college, he graduated when he's 17, 18 years old. He joins the workforce from 19, and then he's working for the next 20 years. You know, the average person, you know? Average person working from 19 all the way till he's like 60. You know, somebody that don't run around in the streets, somebody that's just a regular blue-collar guy, you know? Might do construction, might do fast food, might do retail, you know, might do a department store, but keep working day in and day out for years. And then they replace you, and now you got to retire. You got to hope that 401k is there. You got to hope that you put some money away while you were working. They always trying to mess with your Social Security. They always trying to mess with something. Every time in the news you hear, oh, they're going to do away with Social Security, or they're going to do this with it, or your 401k, you know, they're going to do away with that. Like, you know,
they always targeting benefits and the shit you work for.
Yeah, think about it. Like I said, the average person goes to work from 18. He might be working during high school. He might be working. And he got all that Social Security that he's been earning all them years, only for them to say, oh, we're going to take it from you. Or we're going to take half of it from you. Meanwhile, you're looking at that shit like that's your retirement. It's crazy out there, man. Super crazy.
All that ties in with that debt ceiling stuff they've been talking about the whole week. A lot of concern about how that's going to affect the country. Like, if they don't come to an agreement by June. Go ahead.
Yeah, think about the debt ceiling. Think about the failing banks. And, you know, this bank buying out that bank, you know. Where, you know, that money comes out of the people. People lose raising taxes, and this going up, is that going up, fare hikes, and out here in New York, you know, you got MTA wanting to raise fare hikes, and it's crazy. The only person that suffers from that is the working person. You know, you raising all these rate hikes and you making this go up and that go up, but my boss is not giving me a raise. Some companies is, and if they do give you a raise, they're talking about, here's a quarter, here's 50 cents. Motherfucker, 50 cents? You gonna give me a 50 cent raise? I done broke my back, lost sleep, don't spend time at home with my family for a 50 cent raise? And they still about to cut off my life because it's not enough? Yeah, listen. That's crazy to me. That's that ain't right. We need to like look at Canada and other countries that, you know, people don't have to pay for their health care. The government pay for your health care. Meanwhile, United States, you know, you gotta give an arm just so you can get stitches, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you go to the emergency room with no insurance. You take the ambulance to the emergency room with no insurance. You better tell them your name is Pablo Franklin.
Went up on that, yo. The ambulance ride right now, I think it's fucking $25,000, something like that.
$2,500. Yeah, $2,500 for an ambulance ride. You ain't even get
to like, man, just throw me in the back of the truck. Just throw me in the back of the truck.
Yo, just throw me on the hood. Put me on the hood of this bitch. Don't put me in the back. 2500 just to get to the hospital, and it's an emergency. And then you're in the emergency room, and now that's like 500-600. That's without the care. That's just you being, just them putting you in the computer. It's crazy out there. Crazy out there. It's like, you gotta take care of yourself, man. Eat healthy. Be healthy. You know, your body's your temple, man. Take care of that shit. Because hospital, that shit's just a money grab, man. They'll help you.
For real.
But you're going to pay. If you ain't got no health insurance, you're going to pay more. You know what I'm saying? You're going to pay more.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of money that they make here in the U.S., healthcare should be free for the people, man. Mm. For real.
Yeah.
On another note, I know y'all been watching basketball, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's looking bad for my
playoffs. Playoffs is crazy right now. I just watched Phoenix and the Nuggets go out of last night. That game was crazy. I just watched Boston go up 2-1 on Philly. The Lakers tied it up with Golden State. Who's the other team out there? Another team out there. Miami and the Knicks.
Oh, man.
Some good balling going on out there, though. Some good balling. Even though Chris Paul is out right now for Phoenix, they still came back yesterday.
Crazy. And it's
I don't know what it is. CP3 always, he always nice all season, and then the playoffs come, and he either not doing what he normally do, or he's just not there. And that's
ain't
crazy.
Ain't gonna find out. Last he gets hurt around the playoffs, or then he caught COVID. I was like, damn, this nigga got bad luck for real.
Yeah, you know, today the Knicks played the Heat and they lost that. I don't know if Randle came back, though. I know Randle down. Well, he was down. So I'm definitely, I want to see the Lakers beat the Warriors, man.
Yeah, right now they're playing.
Think they
it's 26.
It.
Yeah, it's 26-34 with the Warriors leading so far. It's the second quarter.
Yeah, you know what I was looking at their team, right? And I'm like, what if Joel Embiid was on the Lakers? And you take AD and you send him to Philly and give the Lakers Joel Embiid. Give the Lakers a center that wants to play. Not somebody that sometimes he show up, sometimes he not even there.
He was balling out the first game. Then that second game, he just disappeared.
Exactly. But, you know, LeBron come to play every game. Steph Curry come and play every game. Draymond Green come and play every game. D'Angelo Russell come to play every game. You cannot be in the playoffs and not come to play every day. That's like you coming to work and you half-assed, man. Just stay your ass home, man. you here for? If you're not going to give it 100% on the court, what you here for?
Yeah, Clay and Steph, they ready to light shit up. That's every time they pull up, you better be prepared. They coming ready.
Yo, you playing Golden State. You know they straight shooters over there. You got to come to play. You got to come to play. You can't come in half-assed. You got to come in and play. You getting paid all these millions. You in the playoffs. The last time you won was COVID. That was the last time the Knicks won championship. And look how whack that team was. They didn't even play all the games. They weren't playing full seasons. That season was cut in half. You know, like Boston with the 76ers. Boston went to Philly and said, you know what, we're going to take this game on the road. And what Boston do? Boston went and took the game on the road. 114-102, they beat them yesterday. You got to come to play, man. How bad you want that shit?
Big fact, man.
You know, just like the Knicks. The Knicks could beat the Heat.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks could beat the Heat. You know? Randall got a cut. Randall hurt. He's not 100%. But you still got to come play. You got to show and prove, man. Got to show and prove. It's the last games, man. Y'all made it through round one. There's round two. You got to do something. I think the Knicks could beat Miami. Just like I think the Lakers could beat the Warriors.
They got to dig in them heels. But LeBron, experience.
Yeah, but LeBron got experience playing with people. It's not like he got experience playing with other people that are like him, that come into play. They want that shit. They want to win. You know, let the Lakers pick up what's his name from the Bucks. Imagine if he went Antetokounmpo come play with LeBron James.
Yeah. Oh, nobody's going to dominate that pick.
Yeah,
that's
any
a monster
one of those
right
guys, there. Joel Embiid. Yeah, Joel Embiid or Antetokounmpo. Let one of those big men come to L.A. or even New York, and it'll be a whole different league for either team that picks those guys up. You got Joel Embiid hitting threes from outside. He's 7 foot man. He's 7 foot banging threes on him. AD need to step it up.
Nick, when he on.
Step it up.
But when he off, shit.
Yeah, you can't. You got to come to play, man. You got to come to play. Just like NFL time. NFL time coming. The Jets just got, what's his name? Aaron Rodgers. He better come to play.
Oh, Jets Ravens gonna be crazy too.
Yeah, he just got a big signing bonus. Big quarterback
got a win.
I think the Giants linebacker caught a big bonus. And they gotta come to play, man. You gotta come to play.
Especially in a rapid city like New York City, they gonna want results fast.
Oh, yeah. You know, New York is the type, you know, we love you, hate you at the same time. We love you, hate you at the same time. That's without a doubt. But a lot of deals don't went on in the NFL this week. Definitely a lot of.
Yeah, I got to see what's going on with, see what our Raiders going to be up to, because we ain't been hitting on shit for years. Even though they moved us.
Yeah, the Raiders, let's see.
Yeah.
Definitely we'll see. You know, we still got, you know, as far as the Jets, you know, they acquired Aaron Rodgers. They re-signed Ty Johnson. They signed Randall Cobb for a 1-year deal. They signed Hardman for a 1-year deal. They got some things. But you just got to see how they're going to play, you know.
You see how Cam Newton, he said the reason, his dreadlocks are the reason why he's not on NFL roster right now.
Who knows, man? Mm-hmm. I mean, dreads shouldn't be no factor. You know, it shouldn't be no factor. But Baltimore, man, check it out. Baltimore just picked up Odell Beckham for 1 year. That's going to be crazy. Lamar Jackson to Odell Beckham. That's going to be money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
They just gave Jackson, agreed to a 5-year, $260 million extension that includes $135 million fully guaranteed at signing and $185 million in total guarantees. And the new contract also includes, yeah, they blessed him. But it also includes a no-trade clause. Like, you can't trade him. You can't be traded. But, you know, I'm going to go see what the Giants did as far as they trades and contracts. All right, so quarterback Daniel Jones re-signed on a 4-year, $160 million. They gave Saquon Barkley the non-exclusive franchise tag. They re-signed Matt Breida, running back with the Giants. They got Paris Campbell, Jamison Crowder, Sterling Shepard. Yeah, a couple guys. Linebacker Bobby Okirk signed a 4-year, $40 million contract that includes $22 million guaranteed. See what they do, man. It's a good year for sports, you know. As far as hockey, you know, the Rangers and the Islanders got bumped. So that's it for them. You know, the Yankees and Mets, you know, they doing all right. You know, still early in the season, so I don't really be on it like that. I don't be on it like that till after July, you know.
Yeah, we hoping even though I don't follow hockey, I don't have hockey, but the Hurricanes, they in the finals for the cup. So a win here will be a big win for the city. So economically, it'll do good for us. So we'll see how that goes. So far, they're doing good.
Yeah, good luck to them, man.
All right.
Good luck to them. But I know we got some music for the people, man. keep the people waiting for waiting for the music.
Got a lot of heat coming in for this week for episode 127. We're going to start it off with this joint from Riggs and Prodigy, titled Death Sentence. And we're going to go from there.
He's Prodigy. Yeah, yeah.
Respect and parade, nigga. That's how we tell him, man.
Yeah. Ayo, it took a lot of pain to show me that I was living blind. I done lost homies to see me as they finish line. Back to back shit, but my business was swimming mine. Shout loyalty, but I guess you got a different kind. Slowly all the chaos grew, went from rapping to speaking on me. But what that really say about you? Them niggas talk like bras, that's the way I knew. You in the way, go your way, that's not the way I do. Closest ones be the next that alert. Feeling like they entitled to have mine, but do less of the work. It's my fault, all the signs, all your faults, I spent being unrealistic, cause my heart too big. While I fly through the street and grind so we eat, you was trying to compete, I'm my speed. Made a stream of blood glide down your cheek. I should've crushed you, some just you was friends for a hustle, nigga, fuck.
Yeah. Once again, morning of the dead, evening of the killer kids. City of the gods, money stacked pyramids, esoteric knowledge and I'm criminal minded. A lady's wet dream and the devil's worst nightmare. Cause so help me God, I will exercise demons, see him scheming real hard. Pop the cork on the Perignon, or turn the Henny on. Spit my timeless flow, my priceless lexicon. Get at you like the Zeddits when it come to Cheddits. I set traps, I'm a predator, I pray I catch a black mafiosi. Bro, vigilante, that shit is sad, but it get me real trigger happy. So keep talking that whole shit, and I'ma part you 360 waves like Moses. Get the Red Sea flowing, that's an awful lot of blood, look at how I keep pouring. Shit is very real, kid, keep your eyes open.
Stay on point, stay sharp, keep your mind focused.
This is all I got. This is every day.
We on that grind for that paper, nigga, every day.
But this one not for money, this one for the power.
No, same sinner, sinner, still play over denim. It started home, then I had to train over Guinness. It's never too late, but if they don't consider time flies, they gon' have to wait on the winner. I ain't never lose, walking whoever choose. You can show up late, long as you don't forget the rules. I ain't giving pigeons a hand, let alone a step or two. Kept it cool, just swallowed them first and I fed them too. Talk to me nice, or I have every right. Spank you on the wake up, that's how I felt on my Remy nights. Only my brothers got the friendly price. Cause you give a nigga the play, he strays and won't send me kites. Now I only look forward to the book hoarder. But my block ain't no different from where they took Porter.
Shit is very real, kid, keep your eyes open.
Stay on point, stay sharp, keep your mind focused.
This is all I got, this is every day.
We on that grind for that paper, nigga, every day.
But this one not for money, this one for the power.
Like Soprano, if it ain't that, it ain't nothing. It's only gonna go one way.
Off the corner, I made my great escape. That type of energy radiate, radio playing babyface. That little nine piece, that ain't no weight. I cross county lines, went state to state, OT with that fuego base. Are you a soldier, or is you making cake? Cause breaking bread with crowded table space gon' start to feel like ankle weights. I kinda feel like Jim Kelly did, one game away. I gave the game away, stay that pot for a rainy day. Counting up with J-Rock, we going dollar for dollar. Knowledge is power, I'm a Venice man, my product was powder. Brick stack, stashed in the oven, but that's not a lasagna. India tried them bitches back herself from Guadalajara. I bet y'all thought I was finished when I got shot by that robber. Cause that'll probably take your stock to the bottom. Having dough, that's not a new problem. The plug in Malibu hotting, he get the door of the mansion. Sammy Casa Su Casa, luxury shit, that's what I got comfortable with. Look who turned a couple of bricks in a publishing split. 6 years later, my nigga, and I'm still punishing shit. Haters mad at me still, must be something I spent. Fuck it.
Trying to make a million out the microwave. Let a fiend slide once, turns into the ice capades. Homie sells magnetic leaves that covers license plates. The Rico case is beatable if they buy the state. First week in Philly, first seen a body. If you see me outside, I'm gonna meet somebody. What you know about beef and broccoli? Bro burned the line and got ghost and made a poster saying cheap for Scotty. Headshot from the iron, that's the hole in one. Detectives at my mom's again, something about a stolen gun. Home invasions on your folks, get the dope and run. Bet you I got away with the most, like the oldest son. Just got tracking on a box, yo, I hope it comes. Ironic how I came up off a coke and gun. I pressed together broken crumbs till I broke my thumb. We run shit over till it's overrun.
I hope to spend another day in the hole. My nigga Snake took 5. Shot a nigga first day on parole. If you've been waiting since Free Chain 1, thank you. The slum angel. Watch same color as the ash round the bum ankles. That's light gray. Don't say that he better unless he Parker died in March on the ninth day. They said I sound like Kiss. Figured it'd slow me. So Kobe used Michael shit to win them trophies. Whole bunch of 3.5s enough to stop a hater. I put balls on your head like a soccer player. Making a mule out my neck shorty. If I was in jail in Russia, Brittany Griner would check for me. A criminal that made it in the great fiscal. Before the money counter, Bills gave Splinter.
Yo, RJ Payne, what up, my nigga? It's that time, gang. Fucking stars is alive. You crack these niggas open, man. They ain't ready, my nigga. Yeah. Don't get blasted out your moon boots. Strategic when I move jewels. Niggas know the time. It's divine when my goons show. Mechanics with these smooth toes. You end up in the goon soul. It's satisfying when I beat the shit out of these fool loops. I'm nasty. Ride with a box cutter like Janowski. It's a stampede when the crew rush you like Zelensky. These bitches never match me. Ain't nothing that I fancy. Rather laugh in the buggy than to cry in the Bentley. Never friendly. The ghost of Machiavelli. Bitch, I thug a lie. My thotties freak Ezekiel like Vance. These models suck a lie. The models still fuck the cops. Bear when I hug the block, this clash of the titans. Meet the Hulk and the Juggernaut. Giants collide and the earth suffer. Death to the Jojos. Rolling through Suranos. Fatos, these niggas loco. Pop your top with the Ocho. I'm on gas like Sinoco. Heard y'all eat with the Popo. Man, y'all pussy like Dodo. It's like holding the Green Reaper. Every time I grab the knife, and this thing a homicide. Another nigga slipping dies. Cut out your tongue for speaking lies. We some wolves in disguise. Feels like Pablo in this bitch. The way I'm eyeing flipping pies. Guerrilla tactics. In here with stretch snakes like elastic. Easy to break these niggas, cause the spirit nature's plastic. Verbal gymnastics. Got the lift in the flabbergasted. When the Atlas recognize the soul has been an assassin.
I be totally snapping, dancing around these obstacles, you know we adapting. This where regular rap stops and the poetry happens. Load up the Gatling, then it's ready, aim fire. Here go the assassins. I wouldn't care if your rollie was platinum. My life for real, I'm like Michael with the skill and Kobe with passion. I want the riches and so we've been stacking. Now listen, baby boy, I've been getting bitches since Jody was macking. You stopping who? You know the reaction. I ain't acting cute, these black combat boots ain't for Jodeci fashion. Flow is Alaskan, ice cold, we slowly attacking. Brody, how they think they dope when they potency lacking? Extended clip, nigga, this is expansion. This the anthem, Glock 17 beam, look like I lit a lantern. I'm packing like I'm taking niggas camping. Nothing typical, this pistol look biblical, it's as big as Samson. Muscle flexor, hustle extra. Fuck the hecklers, ball heads inside the clip, a bunch of Uncle Festus. I never trip, that's my humble gesture. But I can jump, tell these little young punks don't try to dunk with Drexler. I'm slamming rappers like a drunken wrestler. Big blunt of pressure, the cloth I'm cut from, you can't touch the texture. I'm way too smart to flunk a semester. Plus my investors got me in these restaurants eating lunch with professors. I'm teaching class, you should come to the lectures. The way I write should be studied, every verse should be done with projectors. I'm dope, I gave out hundreds of testers. I'm the future, it's like the cavemen just discovered a Tesla. I'm getting ill as the day go by. I'm a killer, nigga, ain't no lie. I spot a rapper at 8 o'clock, then he dead by like 8:05. A shot, a turn, a hard rock, the sweet potato pie. Bang! Bang! That's what the fuck I'm talking about. RJ Payne and this motherfucker. Recognize Ali. Chef Dredd. Zelda, huh? Let's go.
I hate an actor that plays a rapper.
Yeah. You should see the reaper when you look through this barrel. Modern day barrel, shoot darts like an arrow. A pirate like Sparrow, the road I travel is narrow. Swim down, shit's weak, see the stains on my apparel. Dancing on the water, out of bed to the deep end. With the finest of tactics, I'll break through their defense. Niggas die over 3 cents, mostly I use my 6 cents. The weak bets, just when I saw my nano on the weekend. Firing at folks with my back against the ropes. The way I went, niggas, you would think I was a bum. The drugs give them hope, coppers rush for the stone. Act like you slick and get crushed to a pulp. You know the vibes, I don't care what your size. I'm fucking everything up, sun store to survive. We wise, love the beef, we don't let it slide. My shooters near like wingers, near attack from the side.
I hate an actor that plays the rapper.
When you hit the band, you ain't heard, got the word.
I hate an actor that plays the rapper.
The rapper, what time I play, play?
I hate an actor that plays a rapper.
When you rip the band, you ain't heard, got the word.
I hate an actor that plays a rapper.
Think you slick, but you slimy. You slip trying to define me. My entourage slimy, I'm definition of grimy. Raw like the 90s, haters wishing I was miming. So they can change my destiny, put my future behind me. But they can't kick me off the map. My music's like drugs, making money off of crack. Should I never just rap? I trap. While all they do is hide in the dark like a rat. The finest the world has seen, the rhyming is fucking mean. Finally on your screen, nigga, comedy, what you mean? For the riot and FD Queen, I will play Freddy and kill you in your dreams. I'm the dopest since Escobar, nasty with the verse of a Pablo when I bang, expose bitches like Exobar. Yeah, I'm still high when I'm that sober. Don't even try, my nigga, it's the neck choker.
I hate an actor that plays a rapper.
You ain't heard, got the word.
I hate an actor that plays a rapper. I hate an actor that plays a rapper.
You ain't heard, got the word.
I hate an actor that plays a rapper.
Play clown.
Another story is told.
People always want me live life to the fullest.
Take these words home and think it through. Another story.
Living risky, just surviving in this big city.
The world is a ghetto, no matter where you go.
Take these words home and think it through.
This right here is about a homie of mine. We went to school together from pre to junior high. Full pattern lifestyle, wild as a child. But the outcome of my homie turned out to be a crime. He was crazy dude, straight nigga with an attitude. Parents fucked up, they used to abuse him. My dude was 6'5 with hands like Conan. Always showed respect, never raising his hands. But one thing for sure, he had the block shook. Big cocky nigga, far from a halfway crook. His lifestyle was cutting up and selling drugs. Married at early age, his attitude was fucked. Caught his first body, in 89 he pulled it off. He was top dog, official stamped as an outlaw. The illest and the realest set it off in New York. The Rotten Apple, Brooklyn, New York.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it.
People always
Now my niggas on the low, yo, he's hiding this shit. Ducking the po-po, his wife is throwing the fit. She's pregnant and shit, about to have a third kid. She found out about his sidekicks and two other kids. Along with that, she found some parts and new pics. Letters from other bitches claiming they positive. Now here comes the sad part, my dude's also positive. She found a letter from the doctor, positive. I keep telling my dude about these chicks, they dirty. Some gold diggers, money hungry and thirsty. I saw it all coming, that's the reason I stepped in. I saw him as my brother crime partner, best friend. Wife be scared about the baby and two kids. Here it comes, real shit, some real shit. They all positive. HIV and 1 year to live.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it.
People always want me to live life to the fullest.
Take these words home and think it through. Another story, just surviving in this big city.
The world is a ghetto no matter where you go.
Take these words home and think it through.
The story got me shook. I still don't understand. We was the best friends. We could have talked like real men. I was the one that put you on, took you off the block. The only one that didn't run when you got shot. And the only one around when you lost your real pop. Guess they forgot about the time when they robbed your mom. I was the first one that set it off like napalm. From boys to grown men, been cool since age 10. From robberies, the hustle in the streets. For real, we had the world in the palm. The waters you tested was the waters to your downfall. First degree, 25 to life. You lost your kids and your wife for choosing a trife life. The fast lane lifestyle of cocaine. At the party, VIPs and gangbang. Turned out to that HIV thing.
Another story, just surviving in this big city. Take these words home and think it through.
Brothers are ghetto no matter where you go.
Oh, baby. Living risky,
live life to the fullest.
Take these words home and think it through.
Brothers are ghetto, where you go? Where you go?
Word up.
Christmas, my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what I'm talking about? It's the beginning of summer. My jeez. Niggas is
yeah,
wild.
You definitely got some treats right there, man. That's some treats, man. A couple. I ain't hear not one bad song, man. Just...
Yeah, man. Balls, hardcore shit. I heard some shit that made me want to rewind. I was like, ooh, I want to hear that again. You know which one that was. Some balls was being spit. Niggas was going crazy. Like, yeah, I need to hear that one again. Shit like that makes me want to, you know, rewind shit, man. Or,
yeah, hip hop definitely recognize Ali, man. He's probably one of my favorites right now. He's just giving people heat after heat.
He never disappoints. He never disappoints, you know?
Yeah, he definitely is going in right now.
Consistency, and
he's one of those guys that you know he gonna bring it. You ain't gotta before you even click on the song, you know it's gonna be fire. That's where you know somebody got it. He got it. RJ Payne got it. 38 Special got it. You just know it before. Even Lloyd, I say Lloyd Banks, he has it. Like, you just know before you press the play button, that shit will be dry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. There's a lot of good music out there. Definitely a lot of good music. The Lakers is bringing it to Golden State right now. Lakers? D'Angelo Russell doing his 1-2s. I mess with D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, they just whooped our ass all over Miami Beach.
Yeah, the Laker game on right now. Yeah, this one's gonna be competitive. I mean, every series that's going on is gonna be good ones, man. It's not gonna be not one game that is, you know, that they just getting smoked. I don't see that happening in any of these series.
What, niggas just got blown out last night? No, the other day. No, niggas just got some get back. Niggas just got back. No, Knicks. No, that was today. Who got blown out yesterday?
Boston and Sixers?
I think that's the last one, right? It was serious.
I mean, that wasn't really that bad, you know, 114-102. I wouldn't say that was really bad, but the Lakers the other day, Warriors, breaks on them on Thursday, 127-100. That ain't even right. But the Celtics did put it on the Sixers last Wednesday, 121-87. Now that's an ass whooping right there too.
Game two blowout.
Yeah, today, you know, 105-86, you know, that's a little, you know, little 20 points. It all depends how they start the game, man. If the Knicks could start the game good, they got a good chance of finishing good. But if they start this goes for any team. You got to go in ready to go, man. But, you know, like you were saying, you know, Randle ain't 100%, you know?
I didn't get a chance to watch the game. I was trying to remember. Yeah, that's hard. Not a good look. Not a good look at all. But hey.
Yeah, definitely. It all depends how you start the game, man, you know? Especially if you're at home, If you're at home, man, you gotta put the pressure early, man, and keep that pressure all game, especially you at home. But you got home court advantage when you at home. You know, you got the fans, they for you, they gonna cheer you on, you know.
Are we going there?
They come to your tent. Huh?
We was at their crib, right? Yeah, we was in Miami. The Knicks was in Miami.
If you at home, you gotta pressure from the beginning because you got home court advantage. You got the fans behind you.
You gotta win.
You let the traveling team, like the 76ers yesterday. They let the traveling team come into their town and win. You know, they let Boston come in their city and take that game from them. That could change the whole series right now.
That could be very demoralized.
Drop one at home. We're going to get them one time out there and come back to the guard, man. This is going to game seven.
Who's that?
Knicks.
Miami? Knicks in Miami?
Yeah, it's going seven games, man.
I mean, when you look at Miami, if you could.
It's going seven games.
Butler,
it might end up in the garden. I think it's going to end up in the garden game seven. Oh, my God.
If
that's
you could stop
It's crazy.
Yeah, if you could stop buckets, you got a chance of winning. When Butler, he get on his shit.
once Coach Tibbs take a look and see what they're doing, and you get these niggas focused in on shit, and niggas get mad and get attitude-y, and you're going to get one out there. We just got to get out of there with one. Get back to the garden split out there.
Yeah, like I said, they could stop Buckets, Jimmy Buckets. If they could stop him, they got a chance of winning. But
everybody
got to
stay
healthy. What's that?
Everybody got to stay healthy, most importantly.
Oh, yeah, but like I said, if the Knicks could stop Jimmy Buckets, the Knicks could win the series. It's all about them being able to stop Jimmy Buckets. That's for sure. That's for sure. But yeah, man.
But yeah, it was a dope show,
that
man.
Time.
We about to end it on a dope note. We're gonna play this joint from Teflon and MOP and DJ Premier titled The Thorough Side. And we're gonna come at y'all again next Saturday. Same school time, same school channel.
Let's get.
Yay! Yo, you motherfuckers know me from way back. When I breeze through the hood, know I'm good, I'm lacked. I'm at ease, collecting my fees, you owing me tax. I'm still dancing, grown man in it in the lap. And I know you motherfuckers know that I stay strapped. And if you keep fucking up, then I'ma give you the rap. It's all real, it's all film, I come up in the trap. Learn to get in and get out and cover your track. Know how to blend in and get in, dispose of the gap. Known for sin and to win and to close the gap. I can show you how to fit in if you close your trap. Why skills don't play a part in the way I rap. Why it's a soft spot in my heart for this rugged ass playground. And why my first love was a pal. And why a nigga really still down. And why the hell they calling them gates now.
You know who the fuck this is.
Worldwide on the third side of things.
It's the hardest spin. M.O.P.
Family.
You know who the fuck this is.
Worldwide on the third side of things.
It's the hardest.
Yeah, with all the slick talk and far to bad rumors, I tell them blow it out, cast like Luda. And yeah, I roll with mass shooters, but I still punch a nigga in the back of the head like Jeff Shooter. In the booth, from my arsonist, every 16 bars I spit is worse than SARS. I'm sick. This ain't hard as it gets, so come prepare, fuckers. And I pop the top off your Tupperware, fuckers. We're tearing this bitch apart. I got goons that I clap for nothing, like the kids from 106 and Park. Ride out. And if a nigga really wanna find out, all you gotta do is find out.
I throw throttle
every time that I pass through.
And it's an album
for every one of my tattoos. Get it in, yeah, I mean. Teflon, the fame and the glory. Bill Gates to me, Joe Cream.
You know who the fuck this is.
Worldwide on the third side of things.
It's the hardest spin. M.O.P.
First family.
You know who the fuck this is.
Worldwide on the third side of things.
It's the hardest.
M.O.P.
Now
we take black jacks and straight jack instead of rocker. No wings, but I'm fly like a helicopter. They gotta respect it, that shit is hella proper. Holla, y'all motherfuckers will never stop us. We get a blocked up, yeah nigga the blocked us. Heard y'all called next, yeah we still hopped up. The field in the building, still making the killing. Ain't a thing changed, still chasing the millions. Still banging the thing, name one of the realest that ever entered the game. So it ain't a thing, you're giving the business. Bring back that gangster music. No strings attached, no batteries included. Hit him with the blueprint, the streets approved it. M.O.P. ain't just any team, we a movement. So introducing the new shit from the cat that gave a lot of dudes they influence.
You know who the fuck this is.
Worldwide on the third side of things.
It's the